Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters mic with me today, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, every bit of it, brought to you today by X Insurance. We'll talk more about that in the upcoming hour. A lot going on today. Michigan, of course, in the news. We know a lot more today than we did yesterday, and I'm going to go there. But before I do that, let me welcome Greg in, first of all. Greg, how you doing?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get me in here.
I was ready to go on a roll, and then that would have left you out for the segment. So I figured I'd bring you in now, so you stop my roll.
Yep.
No big deal, right?
I'm just a speed bump.
No, you're not. You're the speed bump, bro.
Exactly.
Without you, there's no road, okay? Any time I can tell a story from my personal life that I know I can relate to listeners, I like to do that. Here's what happened a couple days ago, because this is a perfect segue to talking about what happened in Michigan or any other shooting. It doesn't have to be a school in any shoot, just you out and about. The possibility of you being robbed, those are real possibilities, particularly today in Biden's America. Let's go, Brandon. But I was watching television the other night, Greg, and it was like an AMC or a History, one of these deals, you know, a documentary. And it was something about the badge. It was disgracing the badge or tarnishing the badge. Something about bad cops is what the documentary was about. And lo and behold, the story was about an individual that I know. And it quite the story. And I haven't talked about it on air. And I want to do that right now. I didn't have a chance to do that with Steven yesterday. It just kind of wouldn't have fit into the whole program yesterday. But it does today with Michigan. So let me tell this story in this segment, and then we'll go into Michigan. I used to run a truckload brokerage company. It was my first business in Tampa, Florida. And as I began picking up clients around the state, one of them was a chemical company that shipped drums of hazardous chemicals. And we had hazardous licenses and were able to provide hazardous carriers. So we began moving a lot of this hazardous freight for this chemical company up in the Jacksonville area. Atlantic Beach, to be exact, I believe it was. And we got to develop a really tight relationship with these guys. We went up to the golf PGA tournament with them up at Sawgrass. We brought them down. My business partner's father had a 60-foot Hatteras yacht that came out of Clearwater Marina. So we would bring clients out to the marina on the weekends and take them out on the yacht. It was a great way to entertain. And we were going to go anyway, so we would bring some clients with us. Well, we brought the chemical company guys with us. Their transportation manager's name was Henry. Great guy. Got to be, really, really good friends with Henry and his crew. And he brought his wife and his close friend and his close friend's girlfriend with him. And we spent the day out on the water. And I spent most of the time down below deck talking to Henry's friend, Carl. This guy was a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office deputy, member of the SWAT team, highly decorated, and also a member of the narcotics squad and undercover. This guy did it all. And the conversations I had with him throughout the day while we were out on the water were utterly fascinating. And it's interesting. I still have his business card. I kept it, and you'll understand why in just a few moments. So I spent at least 8 hours over the course of the day talking with him about some of his exploits, what he was doing. It's just fascinating, the work he does, Greg. You know, these guys are in the trenches, right?
Absolutely.
And he was talking about his undercover work and everything else. So I spent a large portion of the day talking with him about his fascinating conversation. And then we left. Those guys spent the night on the boat. The next morning, they head back up to Jacksonville. About 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from my client, Henry, who says, Mark, you remember Carl, my buddy? I said, yeah, great guy. He said, yeah, not so much. So I started questioning, what are you talking about? Turns out Carl had been arrested about 2 to 3 weeks after we got off the boat. And he was arrested, make a long story a little bit shorter here. Turns out he was the dirtiest cop in the history of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
Greg.
Wow.
He went down. He was charged with a slew of crimes. This guy was a ringleader. They were shaking down drug dealers. They were stealing their money. They were stealing their drugs. They were allowing some dealing going on for payments. And it began to escalate. One of the two cops that worked with him on these schemes, these scams, these crimes, all of them federal crimes, was acting as a, as most cops will do, they will work a second job. One of the individuals, his name was Eric Sinclair. Listeners, you can look these people up as you follow along. Go back and listen on podcast, rewind, whatever you need to do, and look them up. You'll see what I'm talking about. You can find the stories. They're everywhere. Eric Sinclair was a cop that was working with, well, at the time I thought was my new buddy, Carl Walden was his name. Look him up. K-A-R-L-W-A-L-D-O-N. He's public record now. And he was working at a bank. And he would call Carl, and there was an individual who owned, I guess it was a convenience store or some type of business, that would come in on a regular basis and make deposits and pull money out of the business, sometimes to the tune of about $50,000. And Eric would notify Carl as his comings and goings. And they were watching the guy for a period of weeks when Eric called him and said he just walked out of here with $50,000 in a bag of cash, in a bank bag. Carl, in his patrol unit, pulled up to the bank and followed this individual. His name was Sammy Safir, S-A-F-I-R. Look these people up. Don't take my word for this. And he followed him long enough until, as most drivers will do, make a mistake that enabled Carl to pull him over legally. He had failed to come to a complete stop, or he didn't signal, something of that nature. And Carl lit him up. He also had an accomplice with him in a vehicle behind him in an unmarked car. And I believe it was his brother-in-law. He pulled him over, pulled him out of the car, handcuffed him, put him in the car, in the back seat of the squad car, went to the front of the vehicle, took the man's money, and in a nutshell, as we get close to a break here, killed him, strangled
wow.
him,
wow,
and put him in the accomplice car where the body was taken away. This is the guy that I hung out with on the yacht 3 weeks earlier. Come to find out later, he had been under investigation for over a year. Now, I say this on the side, Greg, because we kind of were joking about this after the fact when I told my partner and his parents, his mom and dad and everything what was going on. They were as blown away as we were, but that's when it dawned on us, there's no way he wasn't being surveilled that day.
Yep.
Which means we were being surveilled that day.
Yep.
Which means the feds, more than likely, this was before drones, at least that I'm aware of. This was back in the late 90s. Because I believe he went to trial in 2000 or 2001. I'd have to look that up. This was in the late 90s. So we all thought, boy, they were watching us. Remember those jet skiers hopping over the back of the wake of the yacht? Those guys were probably federal agents. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, he would eventually be charged and be found to be Jacksonville's worst, most dirty, corrupt cop ever. He is now doing life sentences in a federal supermax penitentiary. Not a fun existence. And he was convicted of that murder and of being the ringleader. And how this all came about, and this was on the television show, on the documentary, and I'm watching it in utter fascination because I knew it all when it happened and unfolded. And I had never seen that documentary before. It was called Betraying the Badge, is what it was. That's what I was watching. And the whole time, my wife and I were riveted because she was on the boat with us at that time. And this was before we got married. We were still dating at the time. We were engaged. And we both sat there and watched this documentary in fascination because we knew these people. So it was it's a reminder to us as I move into the next conversation about Michigan. You never know. What I can tell you with certainty is that evil is out there. And trust me, this guy was evil. He embodied evil. The whole time I'm sitting there talking to him, Sammy Safir had already been killed. This man had strangled him, killed him, took his money, shaken down dealers. A bad, bad man. And that's what I leave you with. Evil exists. And if it wants to let you know it's evil, it will. And sometimes it won't. But you never want to become a victim of it. We're going to segue to Michigan after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic. And in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, you're in the GunBroker.com studios with me. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every single day across the country on dozens of radio stations and on the MonsterCast on the weekend on hundreds of radio stations. Hundreds and hundreds of radio stations. Greg, you did some research during the break, I understand.
I did.
On what I was, you pulled up Carl and you pulled up Sinclair. What'd you find as far as dates?
It looks like this was a trial that happened back in 2002 when he was convicted, right. And he was originally arrested in 1999 for the 1998 murder of Sammy Safir. Safar.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks after he was on the boat with us.
All right.
That he was arrested, so that would have been 99. So yep. my time frame was about right.
Yep.
Time flies, man. You forget these things.
Man.
What's that?
I'm just saying, yeah, time flies so much. You know, I'm thinking
especially in this hour, right?
Yeah, well, that too. But I'm just thinking about the time frame that this happened and what I was doing back then. And, man, that's
yeah,
so, it's seems like
crazy.
A lifetime ago.
Yeah, my wife and I will have been married, well, we were married on November 4th, 21 years. And this was a year before that when we were out on the boat. We were engaged at the time. It's crazy how time flies.
Man.
But I remember the conversations afterwards. We were blown away by this. I in particular, was blown away. Now, I have his card. I still have his business card. He handed it to me. He said, anytime you need anything, anytime you want anything, let me know. Mm. Now I'm thinking, I'm glad I didn't give him a card because he's probably looking for something for his commissary to pick up more honey buns. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you need anybody killed, let me know.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can still do my work behind here, you know, but he's in a supermax penitentiary right now in a Fed. He's either in a high one like McCreary, which I just drove by up in Kentucky, or he's in the supermax. It's yeah. one of the two. Neither one of them are anywhere you want to be near, believe me.
Well, and probably segregated in a section to where ex-officers and people that are former government yeah. employees that have committed crimes and are convicted are staying.
23-hour lockdown
yep.
is what it is, and it's not in existence. But it is for evil. And I tell that story because as we talked during the break, guys, listeners, it's, you know, you may have, you know, people who do bad things in your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you probably didn't know anything about, you know, this happens with spouses, find out that they had no idea. You know, go back to that idiot in Kansas, the killer, what's his name? I forget what he called himself. But I mean, his family had no idea this guy's out roaming around murdering people at night.
Mm-hmm.
They have no clue. You just don't know. And it's so important to remind listeners, you, me, everybody, just to keep this in the back of your head, that there are terrible, awful, bad people that do things. And you know what's interesting, as it always is, evil will manifest itself when it chooses to. When it chooses to. Thank God that day I was sitting there talking to a stone cold killer.
Yep.
One of the worst cops, and the worst cop, from what I understand at that time. I don't know if there's been anybody since then that's come to that level. But I was sitting here with this guy the whole day, fascinated by the conversations. I was just fascinated.
Yep.
If anybody come to find out, I'm talking to the worst of the worst out there, a killer, yep. stone cold killer. And we're entertaining the guy. So, yeah,
it's amazing.
It really truly is, in hindsight, that snap back in the rearview mirror is so crystal clear in high 4K definition when you look at it and you think, my gosh, that really happened. I know that dude. Yeah, that's true. So let's now segue to Michigan. Because here you have a kid, Ethan Crumbly is his name, 15 years old, who is now, he's clammed up. He ain't saying anything, nor are his parents, and they've lawyered up. Okay, they have a right to do that.
Yep.
That's the legal system in America. And I was watching Sheriff Bouchard, the county sheriff in Michigan, on a press conference, I mean right up to showtime. And this guy had it going on. Because when he was asked about that, is that frustrating you? He basically said, essentially, no. We're building a case. We have a case, and we're going to hand it off to the prosecutor. It doesn't matter whether he talks. They've got him on video.
Sure.
They know what he did. He has a legal right to shut his trap. Let him.
Fifth Amendment.
We're going to put him in prison the rest of his life anyway. Now, this kid has been charged with, what is it here? One count of terrorism causing death. And I like that because these are terror attacks.
Yep.
Every single one of these, I can't understand why they consider it not a terror. Was it a terror attack? Well, our investigation is showing that that's, yes, it was. This is the ultimate form of terror attack. It's a domestic terror attack. But he was charged with one count of terrorism causing death, four counts of first-degree murder, because we had a 17-year-old, my son's age, a 17-year-old kid died today because of this, another one, right? We talk about this too often in this country, and we do. Four counts of first-degree murder, seven counts, first-degree is premeditated, it was intentional, seven counts of assault with intent to murder because of the woundings, and 12 counts of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony. And here's the kicker. They are absolutely going to be charging him as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
So this scumbag's existence for the rest of what is left of his life is going to be just utterly good, okay? For good that they're doing this.
I have one issue, though. Kid's 15. He's not an adult, regardless of what they want to charge him as. He is not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
At 15. Now, if they want to charge him with one crime or two crimes as a minor, and then when he turns 18, charge him for the other murders, that's a different story. But I don't see how the legal system can sit and say, you are at 18 years old, you're an adult, and then turn right around and say, at 15, you're now an adult.
We're charging you as an adult. That's a great question for the law of self-defense, Andrew Branca. We'll ask him about that.
By the way, the guy you were trying to think of in Kansas was the BTK killer. Thanks to Shane in the chat. Thanks for Shane.
To who? Shane in the chat? Thank you, Shane. Appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in and getting involved in the chat. The bind, torture, kill is what he called himself.
Yep.
I mean, evil just manifests itself. It's out there. This kid is evil. You do not plan this and not be evil. There are people out there saying, I can't believe this happened here. I can't believe this happened at my school. I saw a couple social media posts from people that I know. And one of them said, that was my high school. That's where I went to high school. So, these things hit home. They hit home. And when they do, they punch hard. They punch very hard. This is a community that doesn't deserve this to happen. No community does. And when it does, I'm always astonished by it. And that's why I told the story of Carl Walden. It was a real eye-opener to me, particularly back then. Because I met Carl before I had a self-defense incident myself and used a firearm. This happened prior to that. But it just reminds us that, yes, this does happen behind your gated community. Yes, this does happen at your school in this nice, idyllic community. It happens anywhere and everywhere, not just in big Democrat-run cities. But when we come back, I'll tell you what because you had to have, you got the idiot liberal reporter at the press conference. What does he do? Goes right to gun control and gun legislation. And I will paraphrase for you what Sheriff Bussard said in response to that question. And herein lies the difference between the answer you get from a sheriff and, as we were talking just yesterday, what you would have probably gotten from a big city liberally appointed Democrat-run police chief. And I'll clue you in on that. We'll paraphrase what he said, but you'll find it fascinating. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. If you can't find it on the shelves, GunBroker has it. I can promise you that. I know. I'm there regularly. Way too often. GunBroker.com. Don't blame me. I'm not telling you to spend any money. I'm just telling you that if you're looking for stuff, GunBroker's got the stuff.
Got
the goods, if you know what I mean.
Lots of stuff on there.
Lots of stuff. Over 1.5 million auctions and upwards of seven plus million of you perusing these auctions. It's huge. GunBroker's an awesome company, and we love Patricia Huff from GunBroker when she's on the program. She was just on a couple weeks ago, in fact. Crossbreedholsters.com. This is the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. Promo code AAR21. Get 15% off. I just spoke with the owner, Carol, today. What's that? The store, yeah. Oh, you know, this is a good time to mention that before we go into the conversation about the good sheriff. But it's I'm able to tell you that premium subscribers found this out about a week ago. But Armed American Radio's merchandise will be opening up a Armed American Radio store with logoed goods, Greg, and I expect to have that open by the second week, sometime between the first and the second week of January. That's if we hold on schedule, which I have no indication that we won't. I was talking with the people who are building the place out today. So you will finally be able to get, because Armed American Radio logos are very cool.
Yep.
Including that grenade mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you might maybe, we're talking, in fact, the conversation today was, do you want to put that on sleeves and stuff like that? So, ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll keep you posted about when she's going to open, but I can tell you with certainty today that she is. We got confirmation
in the
on
works.
Everything. In the works. It's a done deal. All right, let's go back now to this sheriff. Oh, let me mention X Insurance, too.
Yeah,
by
you better
the way.
Do that.
Because X Insurance makes this all possible. We'll go deeper into that in the next segment. But the sheriff, during the press conference, Greg, I was watching this literally up to showtime. I left to get to the studio in time, and I didn't want to because this sheriff just had it going on. So here you get the goofball, and you know it's coming. You get the goofball reporter firing off questions, and the next question he points over says, you. What does this do now for, future of gun legislation here in Michigan? You know, seeking the gun control response. What do you say to that? Here's what the sheriff said. He said, you know what? He said, we have lots of gun laws on the books. Lots. And none of these people are being held accountable. We don't need new laws. We have the laws. He says, it just astonishes me. And he says, I'm paraphrasing. He was saying, he was just shocked by this. He said, we have a form 4473 that you have to fill out. It's a background check to purchase a handgun. He says, we have countless people attempt to buy firearms that get caught and nothing happens to them. We have individuals here in Michigan. We have what's called a felony gun charge, where if you're using the gun, it's a felony. He says these things get pled down all the time to misdemeanors. And we have people with 3 and 4 of these charges on their record. He said, if we would just start holding these criminals accountable with the laws we have, we wouldn't have these problems. So the good sheriff gets it. And then the follow-up question from some other dope had something to do with, was there a problem? Because the kid's father bought the gun. What was it, Greg? 4 days earlier?
Yeah.
SIG?
Like the Friday prior.
Yeah, and he was asked, was there a problem? Was there an illegal purchase? And the sheriff said no. So it was apparently, obviously, a legal purchase by the father. How'd the kid get the gun? Who knows? Is the father going to face charges? I'm not sure what Michigan law is as to how the kid did. I have no idea. We're going to find out.
Yeah, do they require that to be in a safe? Do they require the ammo? You know, California, New York style ridiculous regulations where they expect you to keep your ammo separate from your firearm. I don't know if that's
Michigan,
a thing.
Yeah, in Michigan, I spent a number of years growing up in Michigan from the time I was 9 to 15. And we were plinking like crazy all the time. I fired my first gun in Michigan. So, that's what I learned to shoot when I was about 10 years old, out in the woods. Lots of people, lots of shooters in Michigan, lots of hunters. Avid outdoor state. So I don't know. But could the father face charges? Who knows? We're going to find that out. I'm betting the reason they're all silent and lawyered up is because, yeah, they think they probably can. So that is going to play itself out. But in response to the question from the, because you got to have the dope liberal. Well, what about the gun legislation? What does this do for that? Like another law would have stopped this kid. He already violated every man-made law and every moral law. Here's the thing, gun grabbers. It doesn't matter. And by the way, I'm open to discussing this with every single one of you, and I'll sign on with you if you can show me the one law that would have stopped this or any other killing. Any other killing. Show me that law. Boy, I'll be the first one to sign up for you. Here's why I can say that with confidence. Because there are none. Because criminals don't follow the law.
I think the only law that they would accept would be total confiscation so that there are no existing firearms in anybody's personal property that they think that would save more lives.
Well, that is, of course, what they're working towards.
Yep.
We know that. Like Alan says in the intros, Mark, we know they want to take our guns. Now we're going to make them eat it.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Hell no, you're not going to take my AR-15. Come get it. I've already invited Beto. Beto, come over. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's see if you walk out with my AR-15s. It's not going to happen. Nobody in Texas is going to let you do that either.
Mm-mm.
Greg's in Texas. He says, mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
That's not happening. That is not going to happen. But does it shock you, Greg, that you get this question from one of the reporters? Of course not. They're already out there screaming for more gun laws. I mean, these people, everybody's on to them. Gun ownership in America is at record highs. I think on Black Friday, nearly 200,000, I believe, 200,000 plus 4473 background checks filled out. And that number seems light to me. I'll have to go back and check that. I'm coming off a memory on that. AWR reported it over at Breitbart. But that number seems light. I would have thought it would have been higher than that. But when you look at the numbers of background checks, when you look at the numbers of new firearm purchases, that's the best we have, is to go off of that. You assume that if someone, most people get the background check, pass the background check. But what about the ones the sheriff was talking about in Michigan that don't?
Well,
they walk out. People need to look into these people. Arrest. Make an arrest. Follow through with it. Quit pleading these things down. That's what the sheriff was saying. And he also said he spoke for more law enforcement officers than not when he said what I'm about to say. That's what basically what he said. I speak for a lot more officers when I tell you this. It's frustrating for them because these things are stoppable. Now, I mean, you really want to get down to it. We're going to get down to brass tacks. You know what would have happened 200 years ago in this country? Yeah, particularly if they had the ability to have it on video like we do.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's you in the video. That's you shooting those people in the video because we can see it. You're guilty.
Face
Take him right outside to the gallows. Boom.
Face the wall, buddy.
Invite the town. I guarantee you'd have people reaching in the cookie jar to see who could pull the lever.
You'd have volunteers for the firing squad.
Oh, you'd have a bunch of them. You'd have a bunch of them. Back in the day, you got tarred and feathered. They strung you up. Today, even if there's a death sentence, kid's going to sit for 20 years before any movement. It's frustrating. It's frustrating when you know. Let's talk about armed teachers. Would an armed teacher have been able to stop this? I'll tell you what was disturbing, more so than anything else. We're going to get cut off here, but they have him on audio and video. Approaching a door, a classroom door, yelling outside the door, "Sheriff's office, it's safe to come out," he repeated on multiple occasions, trying to lure people outside into the hallway. That's chilling when you think about it. "Sheriff's office," he said, "it's safe to come out." And when the kids yelled back, we're not ready for that yet. He said, "It's okay, bro, you can come out." And the kids on video said, he just said, bro. And one of the kids says, "Yeah, that's a red flag." So they didn't bite. Thank God. Why? Because this kid was found with a lot of extra ammo on him and there would have been more dead. Unbelievable. We got to take a break. We'll come back right after this. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Daniel Defense is one of the greatest run companies I've ever been to. Greg, they're incredible. Marty Daniel and his background and his history. And so he started out as building garage doors.
Wow.
Installing garage door openers. And now it's Daniel Defense, Marty Daniel, Cindy Daniel, Daniel Defense. 20 years down the pike, Daniel Defense is now leading the pack. The maker of the number one AR-15 M4 platforms in the world. And they're right down in Savannah, Georgia, and it's beautiful. The facility is amazing. I'm blessed to have been there, and I'm blessed to know Marty and Cindy. So make sure to check out the Double D Foundation when you're looking up Daniel Defense, and there's incredible rifles. Mine is sitting right over there. There it is. And if you want one and you want one, just go to Daniel Defense. A lot of them are in stock. We'll ship to your dealer right away. And the ones that aren't, they will make for you. And believe me when I tell you, they built mine and it is worth the wait. That thing is gorgeous. Already got several hundred rounds through it. It is just way, way, way too much fun. She get the job done. That's my new truck gun, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my new truck gun. I had that with me when I was traveling. That's right there. Ah, love it.
Collapsible Daniel stock Defense. Makes it storable.
Oh, it's beautiful. Let's go to the rest of our sponsors, too. MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AAR. I just ordered slippers and towels 2 hours ago, and I ordered them for Christmas gifts. My son wants a pair of the MyPillow slippers, so I ordered them the same size I have, size 9, and I ordered some towels while I was at it. Use the same promo code you do, AAR, AAR. Up to 66% off of everything over there when you order and use that promo code. And you support the right to bear arms and a company that supports the right to bear arms. DefenderCoffee.com, promo code AAR. CarArms, GunBroker.com, 100% free. Check them out. North American Arms, TigerLight.net. This is the perfect time to be buying non-lethal self-defense for your family. As I said, my daughter and my wife carry it. My wife will also carry that and a firearm. My daughter not old enough to carry a firearm. She's old enough to carry a rifle, but I don't think that's going to go over too well when she's walking around campus and
all
that kind of stuff. Yeah, so even though she goes to Kennesaw State University, Kennesaw is very gun-friendly, but let's face it, she's not going to carry a rifle around with her.
They're not going to react well to that.
And it doesn't matter if they did or didn't. It's just, you know, she's just not going to lug a rifle around with her. Nor do I want her to.
It's reasonable.
That's reasonable. So tigerlight.net, make sure to check that out. The promo code there is AAR15. Get them for Christmas. They're shipping right away. Defender Coffee, I just mentioned. AAR is the promo code. Don't forget all of our partners now, including, and this is, I saved these best ones for last year. I have to. They're all good. But Heaven's Harvest, I got to remind you, my wife goes back to the grocery store. They still empty shelves. Still empty shelves. It's crazy. Biden tried to tell us that the supply chain, they didn't even know the word supply chain existed. Now it's their buzzwords. Same thing with that, that Steve Doocy on Fox News in the morning.
Yeah.
He must have said supply chain 15 times in three sentences this morning. I guess that's his new buzzword.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet he didn't know what supply chain was until the media created the buzzwords. Whatever. I'm not even going to go in that direction today. I don't have enough time.
Mm.
What I'm telling you is, please, heavensharvest.com, get yourself some extra food. It's peace of mind. For about $179, you can have peace of mind. And guess what? Support the companies that keep the show on the airwaves. It's so important. And don't forget, the merchandise store is opening up at Armed American Radio soon. We're going to start small. We'll have a few items, and then we'll build them up as time goes by. But you heard it here first. Greg,
I was going to say, you heard it on the premium first. Now you hear it here.
Yeah, the premium subscribers heard it over a week ago. That's right. Yeah, so if you want to join premium, it's only $7.95 a month. We could use the support. All right, Greg, did you want to go anywhere with the Michigan story before we put all that to bed? And evil, you want to go anywhere else? I've got somewhere else I want to go. I got to go to Cook County, Illinois.
Sure. Real quick, I just wanted to just wonder if they had any kind of police presence on the school campus. When I was in school, we had constables. We had two of them that were on campus. As we came and left during the day, they pretty much knew most of us that were juniors and seniors and had junior and senior release, so they knew who should and should not be coming and going at certain times. We didn't have metal detectors, which it sounds like this school didn't, just like Arlington. The Arlington shooting didn't have metal detectors, so, you know, and they didn't have armed teachers either. So, you know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things here that could be done prior to taking guns away from people or enacting new legislation to make gun ownership more difficult.
Yeah. And as you heard the sheriff say, as I was telling you, paraphrasing the sheriff's remarks, the sheriff gets it. You can't add any more laws. We have laws. We have to hold these people accountable. It's as simple as that. We don't put people who run over the mother of their daughter. And a week later, we don't give people like this $1,000 bail. We ignore the liberal prosecutors, these progressive idiots, and we start locking this vermin up. And once that happens, you go to Parkland, it's a prime example, 30-some-plus encounters with law enforcement this idiot had. And he walks into school with a duffel bag and a rifle.
I may be mistaken, but I thought I saw something earlier that said that this kid also had previous encounters. I don't want to elaborate too much because I don't want to be in the wrong here, but I think I saw something earlier that said he had previous encounters that should have been red flags.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You're going to see this stuff come out as time goes by. They're going to dig into social media. But it was chilling to hear him trying to bait the students out of the door yelling, "Sheriff's office, it's safe to come out." That's
frightening.
I don't recall hearing something like that. Yeah, that is. Because you know what? Just as the Sheriff Bouchard said prior to the program during the press conference, we tend to get copycat threats like this, not just here, but across the nation when something like this happens. So all of a sudden, I promise you, you're going to start hearing somebody's, you know, that's going to happen. It's just a god-awful shame. Start locking these people up. It's a mess. But we know how to stop it. Armed teachers, put these kids in prison. That wasn't me just speaking, by the way, Greg. That was a 13-member commission who were all anti-arming teachers in Parkland until they saw the video, and then every one of them came back out and said, we should have had armed response in that school.
It's not surprising.
Every single one of them.
Not surprising.
Every one of them. Yeah, I digress. We have to move on now. I want to go to Cook County.
Quickly.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to run out of time. Here, I can just give you some numbers real quick. Zoom, zoom. Cook County, Illinois, eclipses 1,000 murders. Cook County. That's the county that encompasses Chicago. And we report every single week, Chicago weekend with a weekend tallies. The county that Chicago sits in just eclipsed 1,000 murders. That is the highest since 1994.
Wow.
The highest since 1994. And in 1994, Cook County recorded 1,141 homicides by the end of December. I don't know that you'll see it surpass that now, but it's going to be darn close. The 1,000th homicide in Cook County happened over the holiday weekend, over Thanksgiving. And with just over a month left in the year, the number stands at 1,009. So I have a feeling you'll see Cook County exceed that number from 1994. The highest that they had, well, most recent was 1991, 1,229 homicides. That's where Chicago resides.
Not a badge of honor.
No, not a badge of honor at all. But that's Chicago. And guess what? The county and the city have all been run by Democrats forever. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. I'm going to do it. They don't want me to. That's why we do it. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in these GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed mic. Every single bit of it brought to you by X Insurance, the single greatest insurance company in the country. And I mean that. They protect you, your business, your livelihood. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, we're going to make it simple for you. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Nor would his cavewoman want him to be. She wants him to come home and come home with food. Well, it's a pretty simple equation. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.